Brave, by January Gill O'Neill. A thin layer of ash, fine debris, probably bone, coated the windshield as we passed exit after exit for the Garden State Parkway. We took detours and back roads while police blocked every on-ramp. Blue lights pulsing, officers in yellow hazard vests stood next to their squad cars as we drove past midnight. My soon-to-be husband, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, and me in a 1922 Grand Marquis on our way to Virginia. On the radio, nothing but news and static, all of us silent, sleepy, edgy, uncertain, both absent and present on an empty highway, driving past New York City. I would never tell my daughter that some nights I lie awake listening for the raccoon that I know is in the attic, but pretend isn't there. The scratching and the heavy scampering, she hears it too. If he were here, Daddy would check things out. If he were here, Mama would not feel so alone. We would pretend to be brave, bang on the walls, play loud music to scare it away, pray it does not have cubs. Marriage fails. There is no one else to go up there and get that little fucker. On our day in court, my lawyer was late, so the judge moved our case to the afternoon docket. We sat for hours, you on the left side, me on the right, listening to failure after failure, the quick dissolve of marriage into oblivion. I remember thinking, Hallmark does not make a card for this. The moment when the judge calls your name and uses words such as irreconcilable, broken, and final, and a surge of tears breaks as the judge uncouples us. You cried too. Neither of us looked at one another or spoke. When I turned around, you were gone. You had left the building. Before we arrived at the hotel, we took engagement photos in our wrinkled clothes. And before that, we watched the sunrise as we crossed the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. And before that, we listened to Howard Stern at 5 a.m. broadcast live, trying to find the right words, any words. And before that, you took the wheel from your brother so he could get some sleep. And before that, silence. And before that, you held my hand as we rode in the back seat. And before that, we were not allowed on the Garden State Parkway. And before that, we stopped for gas, sandwiches, checked the check engine light somewhere in Connecticut. And before that, there was a toll on the Topin Bridge. And before that, I was on the phone with the maid of honor who would ride the bus from Texas to Virginia to arrive by Saturday, and I thought she was crazy. And before that, I was on the phone with my father who said, be careful, and I love you. And before that, no flights were allowed out of the Logan Airport or anywhere. And before that, I said yes. And before that, you said yes. And before that, I asked, should we go through with the wedding? I would never tell my daughter. Male raccoons have no part in raising their young.